You're listening to People Helping People, a live radio show on Daisy 1170 AM. Join us each and every week as we explore the many ways of making a difference, just by doing what you can. Know a friend who's in need of a service? Have a family member who's come upon hard times? Hopefully we can all help. It's about people helping people. Tuesdays at noon on Daisy 1170 AM. If you can help, or you know someone who needs help, call us now on the studio line 408-912-5565 to participate. That's 408-912-5565. You can also send an email to peoplehelping@klok1170am.com. If you prefer to leave a message, call 408-458-9478. That's 408-458-9478. All information is strictly confidential.
Welcome to People Helping People. My name is Greg with my co-host Larry.
Good to be back, I have to say.
It's good to have you back. And of course, our man behind the operation, our producer Franco behind the board. What's up?
Franco, hey. My man, Franco.
Hey, good afternoon, Greg and Larry. How are the two of you doing?
Good.
It's good
great.
To be back with you two gentlemen.
It is, huh?
I miss these faces.
We get to get down on each other today.
Get down. We had a couple of weeks where we weren't live.
Yeah.
And mostly because of Larry, of course, but we're back. And I'm just kidding. It's not mostly because it's all because of Larry.
Kind of true.
No, but it's equal. It's
called work.
But it's good to be back. Of course, this show, if you're not familiar with us, what we do is every Tuesday at noon for an hour, we do a show that's pretty much focused on the community and the different challenges facing the Daisy community, not just the Daisy community, but the Bay Area in general, and focuses on different topics and, of course, highlights a lot of the nonprofits within the area. We have more nonprofits, I would say, per square mile than any other state in the country.
I would think so.
There are so many nonprofits here. Yeah. So we try to give them a voice. Yeah. And in some cases, like today, we do a little bit more of a random show where we talk about different events that are coming up in the community, nonprofit events, to give people an idea of what's happening that they can get involved in.
Santa Cruz coming for us again, probably.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Larry has an obsession with Santa Cruz.
Not really. It just seems like they got a lot of things going on down there.
They do. Well, I think that's
you what know, they... It, spiritual in... intuitive, you know, whatever.
What it could be is that Franco just happens to stumble across a lot of Santa Cruz events. Maybe that's just why. Yep. It could very well be.
Well, that could be.
But, you know, so since we've been here last, a lot has happened in the world. First of all, if you follow the Olympics, that's been pretty much center of attention in the American media. Obviously, we've been doing very well.
Yeah, we tend to.
What I tend to get out of the Olympics when I watch is they do all those little backstories on these different Olympians, if you will, and you get to find out all their struggles and what got them here.
Yeah.
Those stories always amaze me. You know, this guy has a handicapped brother and this, you know, this guy's special needs and
they're real people.
They're real people with real life problems, but you get to see so many different things that are happening around the world when they highlight, like even what's, I never knew what was really going on in Brazil. I never really spent that much time paying attention to Brazil. Now I've been as watching, you know, the cyclists or the different scenery around the Olympics. Yeah. It's now got me going and doing some research to find out what goes on in Brazil. What's happening in Brazil that I don't know about?
A lot of stuff that's not that good, really.
Yeah, exactly.
When you think about it.
But there's also a lot of different things in the news. Like, for example, the fires that are happening.
The
huge fires that are happening in Monterey County.
Mm-hmm.
Big Sur, Carmel.
Yeah.
Have you guys been paying any attention to that? By chance?
I have.
I have for one of the fires that I heard about, but I've been paying attention mostly to the Olympics and also with Brazil, just how there are some issues with because like you said, Larry, some parts don't look that good.
Yeah.
And I actually knew about this somewhat because I went to Brazil actually a couple years back.
Did you?
Yeah.
You visited there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great place to visit, you know, and I love the language, the Portuguese language. But there are some parts of it that are not quite up to standards, which is confusing since Brazil and especially like specifically the city, I think, how do you pronounce it? Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro is Rio what I say. But that's, you do it in a more Spanish way.
Yeah, okay, but that's
Chilean.
Like...
You don't know how to pronounce it.
He's Chilean. He's got that's good. South America.
Right. Yeah. At least you know how to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, like that's a big city, a huge tourist destination, and yet there's still some issues with the city and also with various cities, and also the inflation I heard is terrible there. Yeah. And things like that.
Yeah, crime rate's really, really high there.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very
huge
high.
Country.
I was really amazed.
I didn't realize how big it was. I didn't realize how many people were.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also
very diverse.
All Portuguese. Like, I didn't realize that it was almost the whole country who spoke Portuguese.
Yeah, but there a lot of them come from Africa. Did you know that?
Yeah, there's a huge sector of their population.
Yes,
from
but you're right. I
the
mean,
the highest outside of Africa in the world
is
populated in Brazil.
Yeah. I love their music.
Yeah, Brazilian music is fantastic.
That is one
did
of
you
my
see favorite. In the opening ceremonies they had the girl from Ipanema they played and what's her name? Giselle Bündchen, the supermodel, walked across the arena or wherever they were.
I didn't get to see
the stadium to that song.
Really?
It was a long walk. I was like, man, they really did give her a project here. You need to walk all the way across the stadium, and the spotlight was on her because she's a huge name. One of the biggest names in come from exports. From Brazil.
Yeah,
but in any case, to go back to the forest fires for a minute, or the fires, not the brush fires, it's a huge deal. And that's why the air quality has been so bad here.
Yeah,
and
really.
I heard you come in and you sounded congested.
And I am still. I mean,
same
it's
thing with
terrible
me.
Out there.
Yeah. And I was reading last night that there are different places, I guess in Santa Cruz, Monterey, and the surrounding areas,
yes,
Salinas,
sir.
They're raising money to try and help a lot of the families that have been displaced from the fires. So there are places that are taking donations to help locally, especially those in the area that are able to help. But a pretty crazy time, especially here in California, where we deal with the drought.
Yep.
And there's this double-edged sword that comes. Yeah, we don't have rain all the time, so we don't have to worry about our plans being saturated or disrupted, but we also have to worry about fires and things that other places don't necessarily have to worry about.
Big, it's huge.
And then Big Sur, one of those beautiful places in the whole planet. When you see the fires, it's poetic in a way to see it, but it's also very scary.
Yeah.
How dangerous it is. So pay close attention to that. If you can get involved and help, please do so.
Yeah. They could sure use it.
Yeah. And then off another topic, you come in today to me and you bring up something, a specific syndrome or condition.
Yeah, and we were talking about how you pronounce it. Franco, have you ever heard of Reye syndrome? I think it's R-E-Y. Is it R-E-Y?
R-E-Y-E.
Reye
syndrome.
Reye syndrome?
Yeah.
I might have heard about it.
R-E-Y-E. It's a...
They always use S.
Well, I think it's because Reye syndrome, so it sounds like Reye. You know what I'm saying?
Reye. Okay.
R-E-Y-E.
You put the syndrome right.
Yeah, Reye syndrome.
Okay,
yeah. But it's a very rare disorder.
Yep.
That
would
happens less
1,000?
Than 1,000 people in the U.S.
Yeah. Every
which
year.
It really wasn't so much about the syndrome that you were talking about, more so about that's a perfect example of a condition that doesn't affect masses.
Right.
Therefore, there's not a lot of money and research that goes to this condition, which is where a show like this can get involved with people that are facing similar challenges, things that are almost impossible to research because of the fact that there's sheer numbers. There's just not enough.
Yeah, the money's not there. For
you think
research.
About that. Less than 1,000 cases per year. How many? I mean, there's a million, 300 million people in this, 400 million people in the country,
it
is. To think that less than 1,000 people are affected. So it's a tiny fraction.
But you know what? What really amazed me was how this thing can be contracted. You know, I was sharing with you the way this all came about is I was in Santa Barbara working with a client that I've had for several years. And I go back and do repair work for them periodically. Well, this last time I went back there, which is just a week or so ago, their daughter had contracted Reye syndrome over a year ago at a party, a sleepover. I guess she got the flu. And what brought on the syndrome was she took aspirin. There might have been a pre-existing condition, but nobody knew anything about it.
Yeah. Well, it's brought on by certain people with a specific metabolic,
right, and they're more
whatever.
Prone to that.
Yeah, exactly.
But this, I was telling Greg, it was like the perfect storm. And the father was telling me all of this, and that's why I wanted to bring it up on the show today, so we don't forget about it. But she was doing well. She was in therapy. She still couldn't. She didn't have her speech back. She was semi invalid. And I guess a week prior to her death, she was doing better. She was in therapy at Cottage, was it Cottage Hospital in Santa Barbara, and doing better.
Mm-hmm.
So the parents were, you know, just thinking things were on the upswing there. And then they went into her room and discovered that she had passed away during the night. Apparently she had suffocated. She had turned over on her face and suffocated.
And in other words, she couldn't
right herself.
Yeah, her body was limp.
Not strong enough.
Right, so she ended up suffocating because of the condition.
Mm-hmm, because of the condition.
But she was getting better.
She was getting better.
Which is really, really unfortunate.
Really. And so the parents were, I was amazed at how they were sharing with me. And the mom got emotional, and so did the dad.
And this just happened, you're saying, a week ago?
This just happened a couple weeks ago. She passed away. She passed away a week before I got to the house. And I said, let's not even do this now. You need time to grieve and process. And I said, no, we need to do this. It takes our minds off of it somewhat, and we just need to move on. I was very, very strong, you know. But their kids, they had two sons too, and they said, all you ever do is cry now, you know. And you could tell. I mean, I could tell when the dad came out that morning to greet me, he had just cried.
Yeah.
He just got through crying. But he wanted to share. And I didn't ask.
Some people do feel that sharing and talking about the issue is almost therapeutic.
Yeah. So this is the reason I wanted to talk about it, because I told him I would bring it up on the radio. I'm not mentioning any names.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be somewhat of an injustice if I didn't, because we know it's a very rare disease, and there aren't many people out there that have it. But this is not the only disease that is rare. So for our listeners today, we'd like you to know that we're here to help you. If you have somebody in your family or you know somebody that has something that's very rare, contact us and let us know about it. We'd like to share it on the show. No names. It's always strictly confidential, but you're not in this by yourself. And I think that's the worst thing, is that people, a lot of the time, especially when it comes to rare occurrences, think that there's no help for them, but there is help for them. So that's what we're here for. You know, we're there to help you out, and it doesn't matter what it is, that we exist solely for that purpose.
Yeah, and
to help you.
We get a ton of emails from people who want to get on the show, or at least they want to get on the station, and then we'll reach out and say, yeah, this show is available. And I know some people are like, oh, well, we were hoping that, you know, the station would do X, Y, and Z for us and promote this. We're a nonprofit. And then I'll always say, well, look, the very least, come on our show. Let's get the word out. Uh-huh. We could promote it over the course of however many weeks. This show essentially is our opportunity to dive in deeper on issues that we can't otherwise do. We're running a business regularly here. A lot of people pay to be on the air and have airtime here. So this is basically our hour carved out each week specifically for those people. And in some cases, this is the door opening to you. And then we can continue to bring more light to the subject and bring more information to the people. We've done that for quite some time now.
It'll be 2 years this coming November.
Yeah, which is crazy.
It is.
But now we also are reaching a point where we've brought a lot of people on the show. We've brought a lot of people in here. Now we need to get the community involved so we can up the game a bit, because we aren't going to be in a position where we can constantly go and track down the guests. We are asking you, if you're in a situation or you know somebody who's in a situation similar to your friends there dealing with Reye syndrome, that bring to our attention the needs and these concerns, if you will, so that way we could find out more and maybe start a conversation that will lead to, if not the cure, the research to help find a cure.
Yeah, it would be a kickoff. And I mean, we're here to help in that way. So you guys, this is your show. It's not our show. We're here because we want to help the community, but this is your show. And if you don't help us, and we don't have much of a show, we need your help.
One of the reasons I like doing the show format that we're doing today, where Franco will go through the current events that are happening in the area, is that it does bring attention to a lot of the events that otherwise kind of fall by the wayside.
Yeah,
I know. I hear the events and I'm always like, oh, I got to make sure I make a note about that to tell so-and-so. And I know I've had a lot of our clients that come through the building. They'll say, hey, I listened to your show this week and I'm glad you mentioned that yoga event, or I'm glad you mentioned that meditation. Because there's almost, you know, they'll hear it in passing and they'll say, oh, well, I got to make a note about that. We love to be able to bring that knowledge to the show, because it also will allow those nonprofits maybe an uptick in attendance at these events, because otherwise they don't have a promotional budget necessarily to get the word out.
No, it's all volunteer.
Yeah. So a lot of times they're just hoping it's word of mouth and all viral.
Yeah.
So this has sort of become a bit of a viral thing for us. And we will go through some of that today. Is there anything you guys wanted to bring to the table before we get to all that? Is there anything on your minds?
No, well, not right now.
I should give out the number, right? I'll give out the number in case anybody wants to call.
We do have two phone numbers.
Well, this number for the studio is a more important one right now. 408-912-5565. I don't know. You want to give out like the...
Well, no. It's just, you know.
For the people who want to leave a voicemail.
Yeah, and they don't want to...
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm not used to doing this. So now I have to look it up on my sheet.
Oh,
okay.
Come on.
No, the other number that you can call and leave a confidential message is 408-458-9478. That's 408-458-9478.
I'm glad you have that number, because I don't have it anywhere.
Well, Jeff gave it out at the beginning of the show.
I guess that's a private line for the people.
It is.
We have our own phone line here.
It is. It is.
If you've heard any of our shows in the past, or if there's anything you want to revisit, you can go to our website, by the way, peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com. We do post our shows after the show airs, so you can go back and revisit.
What? You know, I was thinking about the show we had. It was not last week, but I think it was the week before, when I was on my way to Santa Barbara. I didn't get to call in, but I tried.
When we had a guest on.
Yeah, yeah. What was that about? It was about positive thinking, or more than that. What?
I wish I could remember.
Ha!
How far back? A couple weeks. I remember when you were like, I was trying to call. I was like, well, unfortunately, we had a guest here.
But don't we usually, I mean, people call in? And
do you remember what it was?
Yeah, we actually had two guests. We had Chetan and Hatish.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. That was...
Maitri Abo.
Yeah, the Maitri. That was 3 weeks ago, I guess it was.
Is it now, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I know. At the time they were in the studio, actually.
Yeah.
Very good guys.
Yeah.
And they talked about an event that was coming up.
Uh-huh.
It was quite intense in here for that show.
We
learned a lot. They were they opened my eyes to a lot of information about meditation and cleansing and how to properly basically guaranteeing results if you were to go to this seminar or this session.
Right.
They were saying, like, there's a guarantee that if you go, Larry,
right,
and you show up for this particular 4-hour event, which is basically a guided meditation, they would guarantee within a few weeks people would see you and be like, something's different about you. I don't know what it is, but something's different about you. And I couldn't believe it.
I had a few questions. I forget what they were, but nobody, of course, nobody, we didn't have callers, but I had the questions and I was really wanting to get them answered, but...
Well, unfortunately, that bird is... That ship is
sailed.
No,
but I can listen to the show we have it on the website.
Yeah, no, and it was very informative. Mm-hmm. And again, it was for an event that was happening that weekend specifically, and we were promoting that. But great guys.
It was very good, you know, because it was all about positivity.
Yeah. Were you listening to the show?
Yeah, but I kept on losing my signal. I had it on my iPhone, and I kept on losing it for some reason. I have to have you check that out maybe today.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember you telling me that.
And I kept on having to re-enter it and get back onto the show. But finally, I just gave up. But it was really good because I can't stand, I hate negativity.
Yeah.
I'm not a negative person.
I know that.
And when you're around negative, I'll call it negative energy, you know, it is. It just pulls you down. I just don't, it's draining.
Yeah, I agree.
And these guys are right on that way. Right.
Well, yeah, really it was only the one of the two were really talking. The other guy was just sort of like hanging out in the studio.
Yeah.
But I did learn a lot from that. That's why I love having some of these guests in to sort of steer us into a new direction and kind of give us some new territory. And I know from a few people that attended the event that I know of, they said it was fantastic and they got so much out of it. So we'll follow up with them. I think they said they were going to try and get back in and do another one of those guided meditations.
Yeah, in the future. I just wanted to thank them because I wasn't able to be here. But thanks, guys, for coming on the show. It was really great when I was able to hear of it. But
yeah. So why don't we do? You want to dive in? Franco, do you have some stuff?
From Santa Cruz?
Yes, I do have some events. And I wanted to mention about that particular show, talking about positivity and negativity. I took this for granted, but after what Chetan said in that, in that show, it was fantastic how every time you hug someone, you're basically transferring energy. So that's why, you always feel good when you hug someone. You don't know why. Well, that's why when you hug someone, it's merely just a transfer of energy. You're bringing in a lot of different energies from various people that you care about.
There's a lot of fact behind that, too. They've done a lot of studies on human touch.
Right. There are people that will say, don't hug me. I'm not a hugger.
Well, you're right. Yeah.
I'm a hugger.
I am too.
I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily, it's not like I need this like massive, like tight hug every time. But sometimes I just think in general, human contact is a good thing.
Exactly.
And I think, for example, you see somebody, you give them, a fist pump or a handshake, even if you see them every day.
Sure.
Or, every time I see, my family, for example, I give my dad and mom a hug and a kiss. You know, every time.
For sure.
Even if I see them first time in the day and I've seen them consecutive days.
Yeah, I'm same
you treat
way.
The same way. Same and way. I do feel that I sense a general good vibe when I do hug. Like, I see you, we get a hug every time.
Yeah,
it's a big hug.
Yeah.
You know? That's the only time I really want to touch you, but that's a big hug we give every time.
Well, I know you have to hold yourself back.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's obvious a lot of people have that.
But
problem.
It is. It's a transfer of energy. I think you're right, Franco, in that it does make you feel. And I always used to say sometimes a hug is a good, it's like a nice medicine of some sort. And I now know why. You know, there is an energy that comes from it.
Yeah, there
and it
really
feels
is.
Good.
And the, like I said, they've done studies. They did one, and I think I told you this, Greg. Years ago, I think it was in Russia, happened to be in an orphanage, and they didn't like they separated the kids. One half were deprived of human touch in interaction, and the others were given a lot of it. And they said the ones that weren't given, didn't have any human touch or interaction with other people, kind of like withered. I thought it was pretty cruel the way it was done. But it proves something. It proved that we as human beings need touch. We need human. I'm talking about good touch, Nothing kinky, but just touch. Even if, have you ever noticed when somebody puts their hand on your shoulder?
Yeah.
How good it makes you feel.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. When they're talking, they put their hand on your shoulder.
Yeah. That's in management, that's a technique really that you almost want to show people.
Yeah.
Like when you're going to give them some guidance, you kind of put your hand on their shoulder and it sort of allows
that
you to transfer the energy. Like
when
you said.
You think about it, it's almost a no-brainer. It's like you have a connection.
Yeah.
So when you touch somebody, you're connecting with that person.
Right.
We talk about a conduit, the show being a conduit.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like the same thing.
Yeah. That is very true.
Yep.
We are all about the positive energy. So again, if you're listening to the show and you want to get involved in any way, if maybe you'd like to get in the studio with us, maybe talk about something specific that might be affecting you or someone you know, please get in touch with us because we're always willing. DaceyPeopleHelpingPeople@gmail.com, right?
Yep, sorry, me.
DaceyPeopleHelpingPeople@gmail.com. So anyway, we do this once a month generally where we go through the current events and all the different things happening within, say, 80 square miles, if you will. So that way people that are wanting to travel and go hit up some of these events, we'll make you aware of it. Franco's the pro, so we'll let him take it away a bit.
Take it away, Franco.
All right. So the first event I want to talk about is actually right here in San Jose at 1207 Blaney Avenue. This is a seminar about understanding and preventing drug use and abuse. So according to the FDA in 2013, more than 1.3 million people experienced adverse side effects from prescription and over-the-counter drugs. And this has resulted in more than 100,000 deaths.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Prescription medicine, by the way, is the new hard drug. You know, back in the day, in the 80s, it was like cocaine. And, you know, in the 90s, heroin, it was heroin. Right. Yeah. You know, and you crack. Know, through all that crack. And now it's like, what was the, what's the one? Crystal meth's a big one right now. Crystal meth. Those elements and those drugs were the way it was. And that's what you always had to worry about. Now high school kids are using prescribed drugs. Because they can get it out of their parents' medicine cabinet.
Yeah,
and they're mixing them. And then that's really become a problem for adults too. It's like, you know, I have back pains and they prescribe these strong, what would they call them? Like, you know, Oxycontin and oxycodone.
I took something for my back when I herniated a couple of discs. What was it?
Probably it was hydrocodone or oxycodone.
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Wasn't Percocet or anything?
Oh. Percocet was one of them, but that was not the main one that I took. It made me feel like garbage.
Vicodin?
Yes.
Okay.
Vicodin.
Yeah, and it makes you, you usually will feel groggy the next day, moody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially if you take it more frequently.
Yep.
But it's dangerous because you think it's prescribed and it's not bad for you.
Yeah.
But the more you take it, the more the side effects become an issue. And then if you mix alcohol or other drugs with it.
And people do a lot.
And it's not prescribed to you. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
So you might be prescribed something that helps you with your back pain. And then if somebody else takes that, they might have a heart condition that has an adverse reaction to that. So that's a huge thing, Frank. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up first because I feel like I hear more about that than anything else.
Yeah, definitely. Well, because of let's see, it says right here, using real examples, this seminar will teach you how medications are processed in your body and why this can result in side effects that range from nausea and muscle aches to liver damage and heart problems.
Yeah.
We will also review how drugs are tested for side effects, diagnostics that can be used to determine whether you may have problems processing drugs, and useful resources for finding drug interactions and common drug side effects. The information will be presented in simple terms to make it easy to understand, and this seminar will be presented by a PhD scientist with more than 25 years of experience.
Yeah, dumb it down for me. That's what I need. Whenever you talk to me about these things, you have to use layman terms.
Yeah.
Well, we try our best. Lost.
Yeah. I was going to say something real quick about that again, one more time on the liver disease or liver issues. A lot of times when you get prescribed something for, say, a toothache, when you get your wisdom teeth pulled or if you have like back problems, they include like 325 milligrams of, what do they call it? It's in Tylenol.
I don't know.
It's not a...
Are you thinking of ibuprofen?
But not an ibuprofen. The equivalent
anesthesia?
To that. There's something when you take Tylenol, there's something in Tylenol, and it's going to drive me crazy if I don't. Acetaminophen, right?
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh well, yeah. That.
So with that, it is if you take it too much of the acetaminophen, I think that's what it is, if I'm not mistaken. It affects your kidney. So they do that because it's supposed to keep the fever down. So if you have your teeth pulled, wisdom teeth pulled, the acetaminophen counterpart in the drug, so it's like 10 milligrams of hydrocodone, 350 milligrams of acetaminophen, which is to keep the fever down.
Okay.
The 10 milligrams is what keeps the pain away, right? Mm-hmm. So say you're taking that every day for 5, 6, 7 days or even longer than that. You're actually damaging your liver or your kidney because I think it was your kidney or lung. What was it?
Liver damage.
Yeah, you're actually damaging your liver. So you think, okay, no big deal. I'm taking this as a painkiller and it makes me feel good. But in reality, you're giving yourself your organs issues down the road, which can really turn out to be a lot of these problems that exist within these people taking the over-the-counter medicine or the prescribed medicine is the liver damage that they're doing, and they have no idea that they're doing it. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole other side effect that comes with doing the pills, never mind the moodiness and the other issues to go with it.
Take meds. Well,
That is so interesting, especially since that you mentioned that they put it for people who get their wisdom teeth removed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had my wisdom teeth removed, and I felt that because it really does relieve the pain, but it's just like it's pretty intense. what you said. It's like, imagine if you were to take that consistently.
Yeah. It's just crazy. Acetaminophen. That's the word. I was right about that. So Tylenol has that, and then like in Advil they have ibuprofen.
It's like, yeah, for swelling.
So it doesn't have that. You still is a fever reducer, but it's not quite as damaging to the liver. Anyway, we'll continue.
Yes. All right. So this seminar looks really interesting. So space is limited, so you can reserve your spot now by going to www.bayareaolderadults.org/2016-BAO-lectures and click on the register button toward the top of the page. The payment is $10, and this event is organized by Bay Area Older Adults, a nonprofit organization that promotes the health and well-being of adults age 50 plus. So once again, this seminar is on understanding and preventing drug use and abuse. That's happening on this Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Calabasas Park, located in San Jose. Specifically, that's 1207 Blaney Avenue, Calabasas Park, San Jose.
Okay, right on.
Thank you.
All right, so the next event that I want to talk about, also in San Jose, this is going to be at the new Almaden Community Center on Sunday, August 28th at 8:30 a.m. This is Compelling Mindfulness Retreat.
That's a week from this coming Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Would you like to go about your career or business in a free-flowing energy? Do you want more success in your life and business career? Our highly technology-driven world has put you out of sorts. You feel connected, yet highly disconnected to you. This retreat is for you if, one, you are feeling overwhelmed, two, you are feeling stressed, three, you are having a hard time quieting your mind, four, you need to press the reset button, and five, you need to get reconnected back to you.
Yeah, all five. And yeah, it's me. It's me on all five.
It's odd that you say that. I was looking at you when he was talking.
All right, stop it.
Oh, jeez. All right, so join us for a day of meditation, Kundalini yoga, and a mindful hike. You will be provided with a light green breakfast and lunch, so feel free to bring your own bagged food.
A light green breakfast?
Yeah.
I guess meaning like
vegan, probably.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Yeah,
that ain't gonna draw me in though.
No, where's the meat?
Yeah, or cheese or something. Yeah, meat and cheese.
Yeah, there is a refrigerator on premise to keep it cool. Only 20 spots are available for this retreat, so get your ticket early.
Wow,
this
is that's not much.
Yeah, this is your guide. While in a high pressured corporate position, Rosie the Closer Zepeda EDM had a near death experience. This experience led her to get connected to her very intuitive and higher self, her true nature. 7 years later, Rosie has guided hundreds of CEOs, business owners, and professionals back to their mindful selves through her conscious leadership programs and breakthrough coaching programs, contributing to their business success. So once again, if you want more information about this, this seminar is called Compelling Mindfulness Retreat. This is happening at New Almaden Community Center on Burnt Ram Road in San Jose. This will happen on Sunday, August 28th at 8:30 a.m.
So adamant about this.
Yeah,
it seems like he's like just punching it into my brain.
Surprised this didn't come out of Santa Cruz.
Give it some time. I was going to say, I don't think we do enough or we don't talk enough about the purity and the cleansing nature of taking a hike.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just going up and walking where there's no, you have no cell phone signal in many of those hikes.
Exactly, yeah.
You're just, it's you and nature. You know, it's quiet. Yeah. It's serene. It's the way Mother Nature looked many years ago. Yeah. You know, there's so, you know, every now and then you'll walk around and you just be like, this is must have been what it looked like, you know, thousands of years ago. Mm-hmm. And I do think it's very much a cleansing process to go on a hike. I really do think more people should do that.
Yeah, my daughter and son-in-law do that all the time. I live up in Portland area, and they're always out back
there. There's nothing better
hiking
to do there.
Oh.
It's trees. No, Portland's very nice, actually.
It is.
It really is.
Funky town.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. All right, so there you go. And then let's see. The next event I want to talk about is – you okay over there, Craig?
Yeah, the microphone arm. It's okay. Go ahead.
All right. So this is a workshop that's happening on Saturday, August 20th in Santa Cruz.
All right. There you go, Lair.
There you go, Lair. Yes. Congrats to you.
Neither are there.
All right. So this is happening in Santa Cruz at Westside, which is located at 1101 Fair Avenue in Santa Cruz. This is happening on Saturday, August 20th at 10 a.m. So this is a workshop called Is Your Gut Healthy? Let's see. Please join us in.
You notice I start hiding.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
What's in that gut?
Yeah. So please join us in the beautiful New Leaf Community Classroom on August 20th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. A wholesome Ayurvedic lunch will be included. If diet is wrong, medicine is of no use. If diet is correct, medicine is of no use. Ayurveda believes that the foundation of health starts with the digestive system. If your diet is not creating healthy microbes in the gut, then the medicine alone will be insufficient. When the diet is correct, quote unquote, it becomes your medicine, which leads to a healthy digestive tract, something that is indispensable for overall well-being.
Yeah. Ayurvedic process is sworn upon. I know I've met many have come through this building, and I've had many discussions about it. And so many people look for those, you know, those cures, if you will, like, you know, wishing for a cure to whatever issue that ails them. Yep. A lot of times it's just about eating healthier.
Yeah.
It's such a difficult thing for people to grasp, but it's such an easy thing if you really think about it.
Not.
What?
We can get into another discussion about that. It's not that easy, unfortunately.
To eat healthy?
Yes.
You're right. It's not cheap either.
No, it's not cheap, and it's not not easy at all. I was looking at, I went online looking up coconut water because I love coconut water.
Me too.
Water.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. And found out that most of it out there has absolutely no or little nutrient value whatsoever because it's pasteurized. So the high heat negates all the nutrients.
But sometimes it just tastes good. It's
it tastes good,
you.
But I take it because I know it's doing good for me.
Well, doesn't it have electrolytes in it?
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a good thing.
If that doesn't get burned out in the process.
Yeah. Right.
And then a lot of them are deceptive about telling you what's really in this water.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Are they new coconuts or are they old coconuts? There's a huge difference.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I can get into the whole
ruined
thing.
Everything. I
well,
love coconut
I'm
water,
just
I
saying,
do.
You know, I mean, I'm trying really hard because, you know, I was sick not that long
ago.
Yeah. To, you know, watch what I eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not real easy.
I know. And everything, that's the other side of it, is like organic food. It's like, you should eat organic. Well, if you can afford to eat organic.
And that's
and sometimes
truth.
I'm like, really, what makes this organic? You're telling me it's organic. That's the only way I know.
Yeah.
And even then, I'm like, is it really organic or is it just they took the prettier looking vegetable?
And you're right about that too. So that's a little deceptive as well.
Yeah. It's very deceptive. I think a lot organic. Of times it's deceptive. And that's why I do agree with the labeling.
Yeah.
You should label these things
so
we know.
Yep.
We should at least be aware of what we're putting in our body.
Exactly. So I'm all for that.
And that's one area that I know California is leading the charge on is labeling. Because elsewhere in the country, it seems like GMOs are not even a topic.
That's huge.
It's a big deal, I know.
Yeah,
it really is due to the whole gluten-free thing. But that we can save that for another time.
Well, that's a whole other. Gluten is a whole other story we could probably talk about one day.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So more info about this. In Ayurveda, we treat the gut to treat the brain. In this workshop, we will talk about the strategies to create a healthy gut through diet and lifestyle. The essence of Ayurveda is we are what we digest. We look forward to seeing you. Warmly, Manish and Santa Cruz Ayurveda team. P.S. Please don't hesitate
you don't have
to
read
contact.
All that, Frank. Yeah, I mean, now you're giving me too much information.
Yeah, it's too much.
You're telling me about the organizers.
Yeah, but no, it's
Franco's reading like sub notes now on this.
Yeah, no, it's very it's okay, interesting.
Franco, don't let him get down on
him. Yeah,
I'm not down on him. I'm just saying.
Okay, no, it's very interesting. You know, the whole Ayurveda thing. So if you're interested in this workshop, it's called "Is Your Gut Healthy?" Happening on Saturday, August 20th at 10 a.m. at Westside in Santa Cruz.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's see. The next event that I want to talk about is happening this Friday in San Jose at Innate Sense. That's located at 1275 Lincoln Avenue. This seminar is called Alchemical Healing, an Introduction.
Wait, Al?
Is it Alchemical?
Alchemical.
Alchemical.
Okay.
Alchemical Healing. Are you a natural healer? What was that?
What is that? Alchemical. Go ahead. Let's see. We'll find out. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Are you a natural healer? Have you been yearning to learn shamanic healing practices? Are you ready to take the plunge and trust your instinct of what's next for you? Then this is the perfect workshop for you. So this particular seminar focuses on alchemical healing which is, let's see, this is someone writing information. So to quote this person, when I first discovered alchemical healing, I was amazed that I had the ability to tap into the shamanic realm and do healing work. I was so excited as my abilities unfolded and deepened. Soon, I was able to provide a new way to support the healing process physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So I guess it's becoming you're becoming one with everything around you.
It combines alchemical healing. It combines shamanism, alchemy, and energy medicine. So basically, it's one of those subconscious things, if you will. I thought when I heard alchemical, I was thinking alchemy, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
if
that's what I was thinking.
Truthfully,
too.
What it was. Alchemy, So this is one of those spiritual healing type.
They call
things.
Me an alchemist.
Do they?
Yes.
Who?
People that watch me do my colors when I do my repairs because I don't even measure anything.
Oh, because you look like a chemist. Basically.
I look like an insane person because it scares them because I'm just adding all these colors and not
Maybe they're just scared because they realize it's
I'm
you.
I'm good at it.
And they're worried about it. Gift. They're worried about you. It is a gift. You have a gift. There's no question.
Well, I have one anyway.
But I always think when alchemical, I've never heard of that until putting it together. Alchemy, now it makes sense. It's a spiritual healing process. So.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Well, more information about alchemical healing. It brings together innovative techniques from shamanism and energetic healing with the principle of alchemy, creating a practical form of physical healing, wellness, spiritual coaching, and growth. So if you want more information, you can attend this workshop. It's called Alchemical Healing and Introduction, happening at Innate Sense, located at 1275 Lincoln Avenue in San Jose. It's happening this Friday, August 19th at 7 p.m.
Oh, Willow Glen.
Yeah, I was just going to say Willow Glen. Mm-hmm. You used to live there, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I know where that place is, too, now that when you said the name, it struck a chord, and now I remember where it is. So anyway, yeah.
All right.
Oh, we got somebody at the door. Somebody's showing up. Yeah, thanks. Franco's doing double duty. He's buzzing people in. Anyway, go ahead, Franco. What else we got?
All right. So the next event that I want to talk about, also happening in Santa Cruz at the New Leaf Community Markets, is this seminar called Beyond Autoimmune, a Wellness Class. Huh. Are you ready to move beyond the limitations of chronic illness, reclaim your health, and get back to enjoying what you love? In this talk, led by Bonnie Bay, integrative holistic practitioner, you will discover how to find and break through hidden emotional and spiritual roots of chronic illness. Learn simple techniques to ease pain and fatigue and increase energy and pleasure throughout the day. Discover how to get the most out of both conventional and alternative medicine. So this is happening in Santa Cruz at the New Leaf Community Markets. The seminar is called Beyond Autoimmune, a Wellness Class. It's going to happen tomorrow night, actually, at 6 p.m., August 17th.
Well, and her name is Bonnie Bay?
Yeah.
Bonnie Bay.
Bonnie Bay.
B-A-E?
B-E-A.
B-E-A? Okay.
Yeah.
It's catchy, huh? So, Bonnie Bay. I remember that.
I was going to say, I know there are different ways to build up your autoimmune system.
Drugs.
But also eating well, Larry, believe it or not.
No.
Those are very interesting things, but it requires commitment.
It does.
You know, especially when it comes to changing your eating habits and developing the proper antibodies within your body to fight off those autoimmune deficiencies. I know a lot of people that struggle with that. Personally,
a lot of people and a lot of things. Asthma, one of them.
Yeah,
is
well, it's like smoking cigarettes too. You know, if you smoke cigarettes, you're more prone to get colds and pneumonia and all these different things.
Yeah,
just by eliminating that, you immediately
boost your
immune system. Yeah, so there's different things that contribute to it. Eating habits being a huge one. So people will sometimes say like, "Well, I don't smoke." Oh, yeah, but you eat fried food and you're eating a lot of additives and preservatives.
Fried chicken yesterday. Does that make me
you're
bad?
Allowed to eat fried chicken? Matter of fact, you just saying that makes me want fried
chicken.
Man,
was it good?
So delicious.
It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, once in a while, you got to treat yourself.
It was great.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. But anyway, that's a very important subject that I think sometimes gets overlooked.
Yeah, but don't cut out the fried chicken, people.
No, once in a while you can have it.
Yeah, you got to treat yourself, you know?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
At least once a day.
Pakor, you ever have the pakor, vegetable pakor?
Is that good for you?
Fried vegetable. It's delicious. It's vegetables, but they're fried. They're delicious, but they're fried. So you can only do it occasionally.
Well, fried in coconut oil.
Yeah, well, that's true. Fried coconut oil is very good for you. Yeah,
very. to a couple tablespoons.
Yeah.
They say you should have a couple tablespoons a day.
A day.
Yes.
It's also good to rinse your mouth with it. You could even put it on your skin. It's good for your skin.
Oh,
coconut
that's
oil.
True. It's true.
Yeah. It's really, it's like a wonder oil.
Suntan lotion.
Yeah, that too.
Mm.
Anyway.
All right. So the next event I want to talk about is happening on Sunday, August 21st from 4 to 5 p.m. This is going to happen at the Art of Living Center right on Blossom Hill Road in San Jose.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Is Power Hour Yoga and Meditation. In this digital age of multitasking and mounting deadlines, our world seems to be in a constant motion. We are either caught up in managing our job or taking care of family. Oftentimes, meeting daily demands can't become an uphill task. This results in depletion of energy in the body and mind. How can we reverse this situation? Yoga and meditation are highly effective tools that can help still the mind and settle the racing thoughts. The challenge is to learn the right set of techniques that can be done practically on a daily basis. Join us for a power-packed session to experience the practical benefits of yoga, meditation, and deep breathing. You will also learn about the Sudarshan Kriya, a breathing technique that can be practiced daily and is very effective to manage stress. So once again, this is happening at the Art of Living Center on Blossom Hill Road in San Jose. It's called Power Hour Yoga and Meditation, and it's happening this Sunday, August 21st from 4 to 5 p.m.
My fiance, obviously being a yogi and an instructor, always says that if she's feeling down and her mindset isn't right, if she can settle in and just do like 25, 30 minutes of yoga, it'll balance her immediately.
Really?
She insists that that will change her mood and her energy automatically. Now, whether or not that is sort of like a placebo effect or, you know, whatever they call it, or not, is irrelevant. Because if you're able to change how you're feeling just by doing yoga or meditation, then why not? She swears by that.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I highly recommend it. I know in the rare case that I need that, I'll go to her and I'll say, I need you to help me here.
Yeah, tricky
and
mic there, buddy.
Yeah, it's really, really been struggling.
Yes, I guess.
It's been falling. The microphone arm has collapsed on me a few times.
I've watched it.
It's weak.
Kind of funny.
Anyhow, so I know it's very important. So if you're into the yoga thing or if it's something you've never really thought about.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people that do yoga. And they swear by it.
Oh, it is. It's unbelievable. I was watching something, not to go off subject because I know we don't have a lot of time, watching the Woodstock movie that came out a few years ago, three days, whatever it is.
Yeah, right.
And there was like the earliest instances of yoga, where it was, you know, a couple of hippies that were trained on, I guess, techniques in L.A. And in the movie, they show them leading like a yoga session at Woodstock. And it's funny because there's these hippies hanging out and doing it. But you hear them talk about how it provides you with like a natural high to get away from, you know, getting high and allow yourself to do yoga, and it will open your body up to these new levels of like, you know, peace and freedom.
Well, that's true. And it was really, actually, it was very popular back in the 60s. The Beatles were really into it.
Yeah, of course, because of George Harrison and then eventually John Lennon learned the many practices of yoga.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yes. Yep. Continue there, Frank.
Let's see. There's a lot of different events. I wanted to talk about a specific one. Yes, have it right here. It's the Health and Wellness Seminar. This is happening at the Camden Community Center in San Jose. And there's some information about this, but basically this seminar is just to talk about your health and your wellness being, you know, being connected with you. And everything around you. It's, you know, talking about energy. So this is going to happen. What was that?
No, continue.
Okay. This is going to happen on Tuesday, August 23rd at 10 a.m. at the Camden Community Center. And you can actually register. You can get more information by going to active.com/San Jose, San Jose, and you can get all the info there. But no, that's a very interesting, because I've always been, especially in this day and age, we feel, I think I mentioned one of the events, that we feel connected and yet we feel disconnected.
Yes, I agree. I think we're too connected. Mm-hmm. And I think we disconnect from ourselves because of it. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Sort of?
Yeah, basically. And actually, that sort of reminds me of another topic that we can talk about. But you know the phenomenon Pokemon Go?
Of course. Who hasn't been hearing about it? It's all you hear. I mean, everywhere I go, my fiance walking around. And I'm like, are you going to talk to me or are you going to be in playing this game? It's a social game because you need to be out in public with it. But then when you're with somebody who's not playing, it's almost like you're standing in silence because they're playing. They're trying to find different Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like being next to a wall.
I know you're into it.
I do like it. I mean, I'm not a huge trendy guy, but I'm guilty of this game. But I do control myself because I do like how the game. We don't have a lot of time, but it's like I like the social aspects of the game.
You leave the house more than you might. Yeah, instead of sitting around your house, you could leave and go play.
And you can meet new people, and you become friends. But if you get too used to it, then you get disconnected with yourself.
I'm afraid it's going to be it's just the beginning. I'm afraid this is going. Every video game producer in the world is going to think. Now it's time for us to figure out a way to make a game like this because that is now the new thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going away anytime soon. I think it's going to become a bigger phenomenon before. Oh, absolutely. And I always refer to the picture you put up in Guadalupe Park where you showed a picture of like 1,000 people in the park playing Pokemon Go. Every one of them were there and they were looking at their phone. I was like, you've never seen so many people and none of them are talking to each other, but I guess they are through the game in a way.
Yeah, I was just there with my friend, but literally everyone was there just going like this.
I know,
just swiping, swiping their screens.
But I think you brought, to go back to the initial point, we're more connected than we've ever been. We know everything, like the Olympics, right? For example, the minute something happens, I get an alert on my phone. I'm not even sure I ever signed up for alerts. I don't know where they're coming from, but I'm breaking news. So-and-so wins a gold medal like 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Or breaking news. So-and-so fell off the diving board at this thing and this happened today or, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
immediately it hits social media and then I get it. So it's like you're so plugged into what's happening in the world that sometimes we're so stuck on our phone that we forget about the fact that we don't even know what's going on inside ourselves at this
point. Well, I have a thought on that.
What's that?
I think because of the fact that we're so inundated with stuff all the time, you can't get away from it now.
Right.
There's just really no way. Yeah, information. It's like it's overload. It's overload, you know, and this is why I think we're stressing. I mean, you know, people are stressing a whole lot more than we used to.
Because we have constantly are being followed around by our cell phones, which everywhere we go, we have something that we didn't ask for.
You know what I do? I consciously set that thing away. I mean, when I'm working during the day, I will not answer that phone.
Oh, I know.
I will not. No, you don't. I won't answer that phone on purpose. People will say, why didn't you answer the phone? I said, because people are paying me to work.
I always say that to people. It's like, listen, it's not like I'm not here for you.
Phone.
Yeah. But that's very interesting. And I do think that you're right about that, Franco. As connected as we are, we're more disconnected than we've ever been.
I believe that. I totally believe that. Yeah.
So do we have time for one more, Frank, you think?
That's pretty much all I have.
That's what you got? Okay. Yep.
Well, that was quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, we got some good ones in there.
We did. Not much from Santa Cruz. I'm really shocked.
There were two. We had two from Santa Cruz today. Two out of five. It's pretty good. It's not bad.
Were you counting? I wasn't counting.
I was counting. Yeah, it was about 40%
five?
There.
Really? Five?
40%. So anyhow, if anybody heard any information and they want more from us, you can grab it and maybe go back and listen to the show again at peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com. That'll be where you'll find today's show as well as past shows. And you can go on there and find out information across the board, homeless shelters, rape crisis, domestic violence, mental health, medical issues, special needs, so on and so forth, all can be found.
There's a ton of them. You know, we've had a lot of past guests on the show, and we've been talking back and forth about having them back on the show. I've contacted at least one, and there's another one. What?
No, I'm just laughing at you. You're like, I've contacted at least one.
In my schedule, I mean, I've
had... That's a
big
deal. I know. That's a big deal.
Maybe 4 days off in the past five, 6 weeks.
I'm just laughing at how you said that. Like, as if you were going to say you have contacted people. He's like, I've contacted at least one. Maybe a second in there somewhere.
Hey, I'm working on it.
I might have done it while I was sleeping.
I'm working on it.
Hey,
we
got
a ton of people.
We're busy. But that's why we ask you if you have anyone that would like to get onto the show with us. We'd more than happily get back in touch and get them on. People, just email us. DaceyPeopleHelpingPeople@gmail.com. You can go right to PeopleHelpingPeopleRadio.com and you can email us through there, or you can call the number that Larry gave earlier in the show, which I'm hoping he pulls out right now because I don't have it in front of me and he's the one who has it. And it doesn't seem like he's ready. All this time, you could have been doing it as I was saying.
And that number is, and I'm always ready, and here it is. 408-912-5565.
Now that's the number in the studio, Larry. Come on. I can't give him one job, Franco.
Okay, seriously. That's 408-458-9478. One more time, that's 408-458-9478. All information is strictly confidential.
All right, got it. So now I'm going to have that for next week. I'll give that number.
Are you
so
really
that's sort of if you want to leave us a message, you want to let us know something.
Yeah, you know, some people are like that.
Public on the air with it. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks to everybody for tuning into the show. Next week, we'll be back with another version. I think next week we will have a guest, if I'm not mistaken. I think I have someone lined up for that.
Ooh.
I can't say it on the air yet. Got it confirmed. Do you have last thoughts before we go? You have 15 seconds.
Yeah, go out and help somebody. I always say that. It's true. Think of somebody you can help today and do it.
Thank you, sir. Franco?
Just take care of yourself and have a great day.
Thank you to you two for being here with me, making it always a pleasure to be here with my two of my favorite people.
Yep.
I'm not going to say my two favorite, but two of my favorite people. And and we'll be back next week, another version of People Helping People next Tuesday at noon. We hope to see you there on Daisy 1170 AM Radio that listens to you.